I want to share, okay, three words that I got this morning as the worship team did a brilliant job. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Sometimes I feel, okay, some of the churches need to get at least connected with African churches or go to Africa where the skeletal structure will start moving. They will sing the most jumpy song like soldiers. I don't know how that works. And they will sing such joyful song with serious face. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Here goes the word, sir. A praising church is a rising church. And a praising and a rising church is a reigning church. And that's the first word I want to release to you. You are a praising church. You have been a rising church. 2023 will begin that you will be a reigning church.
Amen.
Okay. The next thing that I got was being a reigning church is Isaiah 54 verse 2 and 3. Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. I want to submit that to the set person of the house and to the rest of you. And as I received this word sitting there, the Lord told me, look at these flags. The next building you're going to see the increase of the flags of nations.
Amen.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting. You know why? Because our God is an international God.
Yes.
See, the Church of Jesus Christ has become so regional, so national for centuries, forgetting that our God is international. He's always international. You better get used to it, because Revelation says, okay, every tribe, every tongue, every nation, all are standing there to worship Him. So let us practice it here, then there, and go there and do it, okay? So that's the second thing that I saw. The third thing is what I saw for the two of you. So can I ask you please to stand here? I want to do a prophetic demonstration here. And just look at them. This came very powerfully this morning. Okay, what I saw for the two of you is there was an angel standing here, huge and tall, okay? The eyes were so fiery and the sword was drawn out. And the second thing that I saw was a bunch of angels behind you and surrounding you. And I said, Lord, okay, I have an understanding. What is this? Joshua chapter 5. Just towards the end, just before they went into Joshua 6 to pull down the walls of Jericho, there was a visitation of this angel.
Yep.
With a drawn sword. And Joshua said, are you for us or for the adversary? I said, on no side. I'm on the Lord's side. I'm the commander. I've just come here. And he told Joshua, very interestingly, after drawing out the sword, he said, remove your sandals. In those days custom, if you remove sandals, that's the most humbling thing to do. That's why servants never wore footwear. Remove your sandal. I said, okay, Lord, right. What is happening here? Remove the sandals. How am I going to tell these guys to remove the sandals? Because you can't get Jericho with your identity and your dignity, you will get Jericho and make it fall down, because the commander is being sent by God to draw the sword, and he says, okay, Jericho will fall not by your power, but by the power of you and your people praising God. Go every day once, 7 days, go 7 times, and the walls of Jericho will fall down. Listen, I'm a very keen observer, otherwise I fail to develop in the prophetic. Everything I observe, and I keep observing from time to time, and I've been watching this couple, your mom and dad. I watch every move in the house. Sorry, madam. Every move, every eye, the way it's go, every word that is said. I'm a lousy fellow, but sorry. I'm not inquisitive, but I'm a watcher, because I move in the prophetic. Because every move speaks to me something. And I've been watching these two from 2018. Remove the sandals. You know why, sir? For the two of you, it's because God says, I am going to enlarge your capacity of walking in humility. When your father and mother stood up, and especially your father said, thank you, called up people, recognize, 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 that is not done in formality. It is done as a family. There's a lot of difference between formality and family. And this cannot happen if there's no humility. So, can I request you to put your hands together for your dear, humble parents? Thank you, sir. Okay. I have the longest sermon to preach today, but I'm cutting it short because he said he had not come here to preach. Thanksgiving. I'll go through that quick as possible because there's Thanksgiving turkey waiting for us. No, I'm not carried away with your laughter. I'm very sad. I said the Thanksgiving turkey, and not one soul said, yeah! Everybody's just laughing. Laughing means there's no turkey. That's what it means. I can interpret body language very well. Is it okay? Thanksgiving. Psalm 100. I want to keep that as a base text. And then I'm going to go like this Japanese unmanned computerized train. Psalm 100, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. If you don't enter, you cannot thank, you cannot praise. Which means you can't stand outside when God is inside and praise and thank. Or thank and praise. You have to come inside where God is, and thus invitation. Enter into his courts with thanksgiving and praise. So that's the base text. There's three things I want to say. The principle of thanksgiving, the power of thanksgiving, and the purpose of thanksgiving. Let me repeat. The principle of thanksgiving, the power of thanksgiving, and the purpose of thanksgiving. Right? Thanksgiving, the principle is this. It is God's idea to tell his people to be a thankful people. Somebody said, if Adam was continued to thank God in spite of the fall, okay, we'd have been much better as human beings. Do you know the principle of thanksgiving when God said in the book of Leviticus, do this, every offering is an act of thanksgiving? God kept saying, do this. You know why? Because the more you thank, okay, the more you enter into the very presence of God. It's amazing when you look at the scripture, other than chapter 1 of Leviticus, which is the whole burnt offering, everything else, little goes to God, the rest goes to the priests and the people. The more they gave, the more they had. The much more they gave, the much more they had. That's why your prophetic word for 2022 has been that. Increase, abundance. No, those words will not come if you have not been a thanking person, a thanking person. If you stop thanking, then you will start spanking. And do you know what's the spanking? Ingratitude, grumbling, complaining. They never enter the promised land. So there's no thanking, there's spanking. And let me tell you, like you know, as we are small children, spanking hurts. Thanking makes you a person of character. It is a thanking people that build stature. You see, there's a difference between formal thanksgiving out of status, where officers meet together, we have something, and they, very formally we thank you out of status. But where God is concerning, where the principle is, okay, God tells you to thank. Number two principle, God will never ask you to give what he has not primarily given to you. David, King David, who became in millions and billions in his lifetime, in the book of Chronicles, he said, all that is in heaven and earth is thine. All. It is mind-blowing to how he collected the money to give it to Solomon to build the temple. In fact, when Solomon saw the resources, he thought to himself, what the heck? What's wrong? What am I going to do with this? How am I going to handle this? You get me? Because King David understood the principle that he cannot get and give to God what God has not given to him. All that is in heaven and earth is thine. Of thine own, we give it back to you. You got it? Of thy own, we give it back to you. King David understood that. We need to understand that. The principle of thanksgiving. We need to understand. When we say thank you, Lord, when we say thank you to one another, do you know what happens in heaven? The angels rejoice. And immediately when we thank to all the testimonies we heard, okay, good, bad, ugly situation, but you hold on, you move on, you keep thanking God, even if you don't understand, heaven is shaken and immediately angels are sent to assist you. Gideon, hiding away from the Midianites, does not know what to do. A crazy thing, he doesn't give up. In a wine press, he tries to do wheat. It doesn't work. It's more harder. The angel comes. Assist him. And that is why you'll find that the principle, there are many times when we don't give up and yet we thank. Angels are ready to listen to God and say, go now. Go to them, assist them. That is how that gentleman was sharing in the various projects. Favor, 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 favor. Favor is a demonstration of God's appreciation and thank you for you standing firm. Please don't think that only this thanksgiving is one way. It's not a one way, it's a two way. We thank God, we appreciate God. He also, well done, good and faithful servant. God also is appreciative of each one of you. The more we praise Him, the more we thank Him, the more He lifts us up, what happens? He does that because He's so excited about you. Is it okay? That's the principle. Okay? What's the power of thanksgiving? One of the texts that I have is Malachi 3:10. Malachi 3:10. This is what he says very, very clearly. Okay? When we bring into the storehouse our whole tithe and offering, God says, see if I will not open the windows of heaven, pour out the blessing till it overflows. See if I don't open the windows of heaven. Is that right? Have you got that in your Bible? Have you got that in your Bible? It's not that God lacks because we don't give our tithe and offering. The tithe and offering is an act of appreciation of what? Not what God has given. The act of appreciation in our obedience. Giving has been instructed by God and we need to obey. So the flip side is when we don't give, we disobey. There's a danger here. A lot of danger. If I don't give to God what God has told me to give to Him, what is due unto God, I give it to something else which is not our God. And if it's not our God, it's an idol. Is that okay? It's not that you only keep, no, because in man who's created in the image of God, there is a level of God consciousness. If they're not conscious about the God of heaven, they are at least conscious of there's some other gods or gods. So there's some offering that they keep giving. Hey, talking in the Indian context, there are two temples in India that completely has the resources, the gold, the wealth, the money of half of Asia. That's the two temples. It just goes to show how much people give, how much people give, how much people give, how much people give. Bring your full tithe. And that's the word that you and I need to know today. Full tithe, just not tithe. Genesis 14, Abraham gave one-tenth of all that he had. Tithe is not confined to money only. Your father of the house and mother would have taught you. Everything this group did that he called and appreciated each one of them, that is another demonstration of tithing. He spoke one example about Lucky. He was eating, he called him, he dropped and he went. That is tithing.
And he was not the one who told him. Somebody else who saw him was the one.
He didn't tell. Somebody else who saw that told him. Is that okay? Hey, listen, going back to your parents and asking them for counsel, you can handle, I can handle things by ourselves. Yes or no? Yes or no? I ask you the simplest question in the world. Yes or no? Thank you. But the testimony here today was, we went there, we asked daddy for counsel, we went there, going and asking for counsel and giving your time to him, and you'll find here, going to him is tithing. You didn't go to counselors, you didn't go to professional counselors. Hello, 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 hello. And I like the other testimony that the other gentleman gave. If you're connected to the set people of the house, to daddy and mommy, I love this powerful word he said, graceful flow, graceful flow. See, when you go and tell them and ask them what to do, what happens? Because you've gone there, you're tithing. The trouble is we're so stuck in the mud, okay? We don't go beyond what we thought we already know. Hey, can you agree with me and stand and come and jump on my same boat that I am? Can you please do it after I finish this sentence? Okay, I don't know everything. So can you come to my boat? Hey, never think you know everything in the scriptures. Never think that you obey everything in the scripture at a time. Is it okay? I'm just expanding to you as the Spirit is revealing. Just going there, just sitting down. You go to her, just sit down and you say, okay, hey, listen, I want to bring this. I want to bring this food. I want to bring this cake. I want to do this. Not because it's a birthday, not because it's a special day. I just want to just give you and bless you. That is tithing. They're not very excited. Yes, two said yes. Oh, mom, please come with me. Two of the ladies say, we want to take you to designer wear and just don't look at the price. We want to buy it for you. That is tithing. See, they're not happy. They are nervous. They may tell him, don't call this guy again. This guy will empty our purses by tithing. The power of tithing, the power of thanksgiving is to give the best. Hey, I'm not a man who speaks glibly. When I said designer wear, with my heart, with my mind, with my soul, with my spirit, and all my blood running from my head to toe, I meant it. He's saying more of than what she's saying. Okay, we'll catch it at home. Is it okay? Because the power is to give the best. If I appreciate you, I give the best. I don't give the leftover. If I give the leftover, that's the rest. And if you give the rest, you'll become restless. And if you become restless, you're full of stress each time you see them. Now, I'm finishing. Don't worry, I'm finishing. Finally, the purpose of thanksgiving. This is brilliant. Please raise your hands when I ask you this question. Okay, think and raise your hands. If you want to raise both your hands, you're most welcome. Please don't raise your feet because we'll have casualties here. How many of you want to do the will of God? Thank you. The purpose of thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5. 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I want to end by saying this. Don't break your head. Don't damage and overuse your time unnecessarily to find out how to do the will of God. Just keep thanking, you'll do it. It's not a rocket science. It's not a rocket science. I like what the doctor said. I think he has to change it. I think he has to call you good doctor. Then rather call me good doctor. I went and asked Sarah the first two times we met him. I asked her, I said, what do you think? Why do you think Pastor Shay is calling her every time, good doctor, good doctor? She said, he's just making you check on yourself.